Let's go to the hotline, speak to Tom Murphy of the Arkansas Democrat Gazette. Tom, good afternoon.
Hey, gents, how's it going?
Good. How about you?
All right.
How was the spring practice scrimmage number one on Saturday?
I think they are marginally better at this point than the way they finished the season. You're just seeing more SEC-caliber type plays. I was not impressed Thursday, and I think it was because they were doing some third down stuff. And the defense really, I thought, kind of dominated Thursday. But the offense came back on Saturday, and Brandon Allen had a solid day as the starter for the ones. And, they scrimmaged a little bit differently. If you are totally used to the way Petrino scrimmaged, which was basically game-like all day during a Saturday, it's a lot different now. They'll go out and do first down, a second
more
down.
More situational.
A lot more situational. When you sit down to stat it, you like to start charting drives, and you don't do that until they get to the move the ball session about halfway through. And so it's a little different, not as much scoring and stuff like that, but that's the way Bielema practices.
And speaking of Brandon Allen, is it his job to lose any push from any of the other quarterbacks up there?
I don't think so at this point. It's definitely his job to lose. And as Bielema pointed out Saturday, there's one thing you just can't replace, and that's the experience. And he said Brandon Allen has had a season of some highs and some lows, and, you go through it. I'm sure you could speak to the same thing, Matt. I mean, he's been through it, and the other guys really haven't.
Right.
But, Tom, here's the question I have, and maybe some listeners have this same question, or Arkansas fans might have this same question. Let's say Brandon Allen is the guy. But let's say he makes a dive into the end zone again and lands on that same shoulder, and he's back to the way he was this past year. Who is going to step up behind him that could actually maybe push him for that starting role that could win a football game for the Razorbacks?
Because I don't think A.J. Derby, and I don't think a lot of people think he is. Now, he didn't lose that game for us, but I don't think anybody sees him as really being a viable option.
Right. Well, I mean, the one start he got, the Rutgers game, he had his struggles. And, I mean, I think they really limited what they wanted him to do. And Arkansas, I mean, for a while there, it looked like it was going to be a really winning strategy, But we all know what happened at the end of that game. And no, I don't think A.J. Derby is a week-in, week-out guy that, hey, we're going to go into this Ole Miss game or Auburn game, and we're going to have a chance to win it. The best Brett Bielema offered on that front Saturday was that Austin Allen is doing better things, and maybe the gap between him and A.J. Derby is getting closer. But, hey, with the first scrimmage of spring, there's a lot of scrimmages to go between now and the first game.
Right.
Defensively, who stood out to you?
Jamichael Winston had a really good scrimmage, a couple of sacks. Dedrick Wise, we all know he's big. He's a prototype DN size. He made a couple of plays down the field. He made a play one time. He filled a hole so quickly, I thought he was a linebacker. Those two guys had good games. Brooks Ellis did a couple of good things. I'll tell you this. Brandon Allen's lone interception was late in the scrimmage, and it was an SEC-like play from Allen Turner, who read it. It was an out route. He read it. He broke on it and intercepted the ball at its very height right before going out of bounds. And it was the type of play you're used to seeing some other SEC defenses pull off. But Allen Turner did it. And, after a couple of years of watching Allen Turner have some growing pains, I think he's going to have a decent senior season for the Razorbacks.
How is Filon looking? Now, I'm high on him. I think he's a guy that can play on Sundays. How has he been looking in that whole, I guess, that unit, that group of the defensive linemen?
Agreed. His performance in the Rutgers game last year was an eye-opener. I thought they had Nova one hard lick away from out of the damn game.
You're right.
And that's how much pressure they were putting on that kid to start that game. And then, we know it turned. But Filon, that was his coming-out party. I think he's going to be their best defensive tackle. I don't think he super flashed in the scrimmage the other day. He came out with a little bit of an elbow problem, which I asked Bielema about. He called it a bit of theatrics, but you know how it is with D tackles. It's a grind for those guys, and there's some scrimmages where they don't flash much. But I expect Filon is going to be a gamer and a guy who really makes his name known in the SEC this year.
Speaking of injuries and all the talk in the offseason about Brett Bielema and the injuries, I was interested to read that Corliss Marshall held out, and they're doing more blood work on him. Any thought on what might be the issue with him?
No, I don't have any further insight on that. And you know, with the HIPAA laws, they're not just going to tell you exactly what it is sometimes. So we did see Corliss, you know, Thursday on the indoor workout, wondering what was going on. He wasn't dressed for that one. And he had spoken to us on Tuesday. So I'm thinking that it's something, maybe newly discovered something between last Tuesday and Thursday that they found out on him. Usually Bielema is a little bit more forward and open about those types of things, but he didn't in this case, so we'll just kind of see what happens. Marshall was talking Tuesday about how he's got more of the playbook and he's running all the plays. And, of course, we know he was the speed guy. And when you think about it, if they can balance off their run with some passing, they're going to have some really good options running the ball with two guys, you know, who could pound it good for you between the tackles. And then a speed guy like Marshall, maybe when the defense is a little bit fatigued, can break one.
And one guy I think that's going to be one of the toughest players to, I guess, replace is Carroll Smalls, fullback. Who's going to be that guy? Because he did the nasty work, and he could also catch the ball out of the backfield. We're going to have somebody step up and be that guy. Who do you see being that guy?
Well, I think right now Cody Walker is the first guy that they're using there. Now, he's not going to be the lead blocker. I mean, when you're used to being the tailback, the pretty boy, you're not going to be the lead blocker that Kiero Small is over one off season. But I think he's going to be a good catch the ball in the flats kind of guy. I think he had an 18-yard, he broke one open the other day, run. But I think the big, thick blockers that you're referencing are going to be – that's going to be between Chris Jones and Patrick Arin, who are big, thick, you know, beefy guys who are used to that physical stuff. And just hearing other guys talk about those two, they really want it. They're eager guys. Really enjoyed talking to Chris Jones the other day. I haven't got to get a lot of that in the paper yet, but I think he's going to be an interesting story and, you know, an Arkansas kid. And those are going to be the two, you know, pave the way type guys, a little more than Cody Walker, I'd say.
Tom, what your assessment of the new defensive coaches? Obviously, Randy Shannon, the lone holdover from last year, but your assessment of the new defensive coaches on that side of the football?
Well, just up front about that, I feel bad for those kids. First of all, they were truly given kind of second citizen status under Petrino. And now they've had four defensive coordinators in 4 years, and that's tough to get through. Tevin Mitchell was referencing that the other day. That's tough. Rob Smith is a very, very positive-sounding guy. I mean, I've seen him chew on a couple of dudes, but it's just more – it's not as you know, derogatory as some of the other guys. And whereas in a Petrino scrimmage, they'll go through a play and let the quarterback complete the pass, and then we're all going, well, that should have been a sack, and it goes for a completion in the gain, and we're writing down the stats for the gain, and it could have been a sack. Well, the other day they gave out a bunch of generous sacks in my book, 11 of them. I think they're going to try to be creative with their pressures. Now, we're just getting into this with Rob Smith. Mm-hmm. I think they've tried to make it as easy as they could in the terminology switch to the new staff. I think they've meshed pretty well, talking about Rob Smith and Rory Segrist and Clay Jennings with Randy Shannon. Bielema was talking up Clay Jennings the other day very well. He thinks it's going to be a big turnaround for these DBs. I know they're trying to pop up Tevin Mitchell after a rough season, but we know the kid has it in him to come up and be a hard-nosed tackler. He struggled with that last year. If he can turn it around, they're at least going to have some numbers at cornerback. When you talk about him, Will Hines, Carroll Washington, DJ Dean, Jared Collins, there's at least some guys who have played, and you can mix and match a little bit more than you have in recent years.
And I guess also the switch back to the offensive side of the ball, but when you have a stud athlete or one that is as visible as Alex Collins is, there are sometimes going to be rumors, and I think Coach Bielema put those rumors to bed on Saturday.
Well, he put it to bed from his end of it. And I do think there was some manufactured stuff, like people in South Florida. You know, when spring break occurs, they're like, okay, well, the kid was suspended for a week. He's not happy. Maybe he's looking to leave. And I happened to bump into Alex at the NIT game, the Indiana State game that was on campus. And he just seemed as friendly. He is one of the most naturally friendly, outgoing, open kids that you'll run across. And he was in a great spirit. I think they just have to redirect his focus a little bit. And they've had to do it from his dietary program. I think he has a tendency to eat what he wants and gain a little weight. He looks a little thick in the butt region, I guess you'd call it.
The backside.
His backside looks a little thick right now, but he had an explosive play on Thursday. And I don't get from him that, you know, he's uncomfortable. A kid like that probably expects to come in and kind of be the number one guy. And right now, Jonathan Williams is a harder worker. He's more focused. He's more of a leader. And he's got the skill. So what they have is they have a really nice 1-2 tandem. If they're a better team next year, you could see where they could have twin 1,000-yard rushers, which Bielema did multiple times in his Wisconsin career.
And close last year. Yeah, very close.
Very close. 900 versus 1,026. So I think that's totally within the realm of possibility. And quite frankly, if Alex Collins is listening to the right people, the lesser of a workload is going to be a whole lot better for him in about two, 3 years from now.
Tom, thanks so much for the time. Let's do it again soon.
Got it. See you.